Press F1.
Okay. We're not getting an echo anymore now, right? Okay. If you can hear me, put your thumb up. All right. Okay, everybody. There are 18 participants on the call. We're going to go ahead and open our regular business meeting for March 24th, 2020. The time right now is 7:04 p.m. Ms. Atkinson, will you please call the roll?
Ooh, I don't know. Can everyone hear me?
Okay, so let's go ahead and run through them. Councilmember Davis?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Councilmember Gamble?
I am here.
Councilmember Rousey?
I'm here.
Okay. Councilmember Hanford?
I am here.
Okay. Councilmember Rasmussen?
I'm here.
Okay. And I don't see an indicator. Let's see, that means that we have Councilmember Cutaback is not here. Who else do we have missing?
Councilmember Scarborough.
Councilmember Scarborough is not here. Okay, what I'm gonna just unmute everybody, and we'll ask that question. So unmute all. Councilmember Cutaback, are you here? So it sounds like Councilmember, we have to go back to KS, right? All right, so it sounds like Councilmember Cutaback and Councilmember Scarborough are not on the line right now. Do we have a message there from a council member? Ms. Atkinson?
It does say that the host muted Councilmember Cutaback.
Okay. I don't see Councilmember Cutaback on here. Let's try this. Is this Councilmember Cutaback?
Yes, I am here.
There you go. Okay, got it. So Councilmember Cutaback's on a phone call. All right, the only person we had left then was Councilmember Scarborough. And I don't see anybody else on here that would be Councilmember Scarborough. Do you recognize anybody or have any thoughts as to who might be Scarborough on the list?
I'm not, but I'm texting him right now.
Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and get the meeting started. This is our first virtual meeting, and I do appreciate everybody's patience as we work through this. I'll do my best to make certain that we are, that I'm acknowledging folks when they'd like to speak. We do not have anybody here in council chambers except for Ken, Elizabeth Atkinson, and Ms. Knight. There is no member of the public here. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to move into Pledge of Allegiance. I'll go ahead and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So if everybody will please stand and say with me the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next item on the agenda. This is public comments. This is a time set aside for members of the public to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter that is subject to a public hearing. We do have a sign-in sheet. There is nobody here to have signed in this evening. I do ask that if there is somebody that is interested in speaking, to please place your hand up. I see that Tyler Christensen has put his hand up. Mr. Christensen?
I just want to let you know, I just talked to Ben, and he's on the way to Councilmember Scarborough's house to see if he can get him online. So he is doing his best to join the meeting. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Christensen.
You're welcome.
All right. So lower hand. All right. Is there anybody else that's a member of the public or anybody else that would like to speak at this time? Please put your hand up using the hand up. And I see that Councilmember Scarborough is here now. So let the record show that Councilmember Scarborough is here. Councilmember Scarborough, can you give me a thumbs up if you can hear us? Perfect. Right on. Okay, so we do have all seven council members here now.
And there is one phone number with a hand up.
Okay, I do see one phone number with a hand up, and so I'll go ahead and acknowledge that. I think that that's Councilmember Cutaback. Councilmember Cutaback?
No, you guys just keep muting me. Sorry, you're hearing my dog. I can mute so let me mute myself.
Okay.
Okay, so that was her.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to move on to the consent agenda. I understand that Councilmember Rasmussen had requested the consent agenda item number 3 be pulled from the agenda. So I'm going to be removing consent agenda item number 3. This is AB 20-049, authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement with 2812 Architects to develop architectural plans, specifications, and provide construction management services for Monroe Boys and Girls Club for early childhood assistance and education program building addition. So again, I am pulling that from the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda items 1, 2, 4, and 5? Go ahead and put your hand up. It looks like Councilmember Cutaback.
I agree with all of them.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda without number 3? Okay, I see that Councilmember Scarborough's got his physical hand up. Councilmember Scarborough?
To accept the consent agenda without number 3.
Thank you. If you second, put your hand up. Councilmember Gamble? Okay, Councilmember Gamble seconds Councilmember Scarborough's motion.
Second.
Okay, and I see that Councilmember Hanford has got a question, so I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge Councilmember Hanford. And you're up, Councilmember Hanford. Just a second.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I keep getting auto-muted, so I can't say anything. I prefer to mute myself if that's okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody then.
No, don't do that.
Cool. Oh, crap.
Okay, I have to mute everybody. Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and see if there's a, you can't hear me, I got that, okay, that would be Ken. Okay, now everybody can hear me, right? Okay, thank you. Okay, so we had a motion, we had a second, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go through and I'm going to unmute all the council members, let's try that. I think that that's probably what we need to do here. We're going to go ahead and, okay. Unmute. So I think I have unmuted all the council members. So let's just run through that really quickly. Councilmember Davis.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and vote right now. So I'm going to do a roll call vote to make certain this works. There's a motion and a second. Is there any deliberation on the vote?
No.
Okay. Seeing none, Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Rousey?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanford? I swear I unmuted him.
He muted himself.
Okay, so Councilmember Hanford?
And once I mute myself, then I can't unmute. So.
Okay.
My vote is aye.
Okay. Councilmember Rasmussen?
Aye.
Good, that's working. Councilmember Scarborough?
Aye.
Okay. Councilmember Cutaback?
She's muted still.
Councilmember Cutaback?
She's muted. You're muted, me.
Okay, was that an aye? Okay, who am I missing? That's 6.
Councilmember Rocky.
Gamble.
Councilmember Gamble.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, all right, that was fun. All right, let's move on to consent agenda item number 4. Is there a motion? Now, everybody should be unmuted that is a council member. Is there a motion? So, Councilmember Rasmussen is out of the room. Okay, he's physically left the picture. Is there a motion for consent agenda item number 3?
I move to approve consent agenda item number 3.
Second.
I have a motion from council member Hanford, a second from council member, was it Scarborough?
Davis.
Davis, thank you for consent agenda item number 3. Any discussion on the motion?
Councilmember Cutaback is muted again. Just
okay, seeing none, we'll move to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to Councilmember Reports, Legislative Affairs Committee update. Councilmember Hanford, you have an update this evening for the Councilmember Reports. Councilmember Hanford? Up. Oh. Councilmember Hanford, you're muted, so let me unmute you.
There we go. We spoke about the legislation for this upcoming year. Of course, in the light of what's been going on, it all kind of seems mute, but you can look in the packet there if you have any questions. Pretty much it.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, staff and department reports, they're in your packets. Does anybody have any questions about the finance update or the community development update? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to mayor and administrative reports. Ms. Knight.
Well, we have been adjusting daily to the changes in the requirements around COVID, and effective Thursday, I think staff for those that are non-essential will be out of the office completely and working from home. So I think we've got meaningful work for everybody to do. And we hope that this current situation lasts for just until April 6th, as the governor's proclamation has required. But we have continued, I think, to provide the services to the public and haven't received any complaints yet for lack of service. So we hope to be able to continue that moving forward for the next couple of weeks. And that really has been consuming just about 100% of our time, at least from an administrative perspective at this point.
All right. Any questions for Ms. Knight? All right. Seeing none, Mayor's update, pretty much the same thing. I know that I've been in contact with each of you, I think 3 to 4 times over the last week to talk about a variety of different things. And so just letting you know that we're continuing to work with the COVID-19 response. The staff here, in my opinion, is doing a really awesome job at responding. They've learned how to do new things. We're trying this Zoom meeting this evening with you, and for each of you as council members, please let me know if you're hearing anything that you have concerns about or the constituents have concerns about. We're learning as we're going, and there are times we start in one direction in the morning, and by the afternoon, conditions have changed, and we're working on something different. So it's important for us to get the feedback on how things are going from your perspective. So thank you. Are there any questions for me? All right. Seeing none, we do have a need for an executive session this evening. Please note that we are going to adjourn this meeting. Is that correct? There will be no further action to occur following this meeting. So we will adjourn into executive session for approximately 5 minutes. There will not be action to follow, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what I need from council is a motion to adjourn. Zach, before we do this, that is correct, correct? Start again. Sorry.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. You're not actually adjourning the meeting. You're convening an executive session. At the conclusion of the executive session, the regular meeting will terminate. But you're changing over to a new Zoom meeting for that purpose.
Okay. All right. So we will not be coming back into session following that executive session, correct?
That is my understanding, Mayor. And I'd be happy to read in for the record the citation for the executive session if you do not have that already.
I will need you to read. I do have a citation for that, yes. So we are going into executive session. We will not be coming out to adjourn because we're essentially adjourning, correct?
When you terminate the executive session, you will be adjourned.
Thank you. Okay. So to be clear, unlike what we usually do where you go into exec session, and then you come out and adjourn. We're going into executive session. The council members will join us in another Zoom meeting to focus on the executive session topic, which I'll mention in a second. When we're done with that meeting, we will not be reconvening. The effect is that we will be adjourned at that point in time. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just being clear here because this is different than what we do. All right, so we are now going to move into executive session for pricing of property. First, under RCW 42.30.110, subsection 1, subsection C. We will start with approximately 5 minutes. And I was remiss in pointing out that Councilmember Rasmussen did come back onto the screen and therefore into the meeting after consent agenda item number 3 was approved separate of the consent agenda. So with all that said, we are now going into executive session. Before I do that, I see that Councilmember Gamble has his hand up. Councilmember Gamble?
Did we have any other council member reports? You just went to legislative affairs and that was it.
No, actually, let's do council member reports. Thank you. So let's see if there are other council member reports. Thank you for the reminder. Are there other council member reports this evening? Council member Davis?
No.
Council member Rousey?
I think tonight.
Council member Gamble?
Yeah, the only thing is that the Public School Foundation auction line, we are holding the foundation auction for the Skylar, for the Crow School District residents, all the programs they had. So please go check it out. It's on my LinkedIn, it's on my Facebook, I think it's on my Instagram, all over the place. The need is even more now with all the stuff that we're going through. So any help would be great. And there's a lot of good stuff to bid on. And I thank those that there's many council members that have contributed to auction items. It is greatly appreciated. More citizens need help with quite a few events. So please check it out and log in and create your account so that you can link it to your credit card so you can bid on stuff.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Councilmember Scarborough?
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Councilmember Rasmussen?
Yeah, real quick, I just want to thank Maren and Deborah and the rest of the city staff for the hard work that everyone's doing through this situation. It's not easy on anyone, and I see the city crews out all the time continuing working, and it's just nice to see them and taking it with stride and rolling with it. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, Councilmember Rasmussen. Councilmember Hanford?
Yeah, same thing. Just really appreciate your leadership, Mayor, and Deborah, and the rest of the city there, directors, and the way that we've handled this response. I'm proud of our city and the way that we've moved forward, and we're going to come through this just fine once we get through it.
Thank you very much, Councilmember Hanford. Councilmember Cutaback?
Nothing tonight.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that's Councilmember reports. Again, I'm sorry, we're just kind of working through different stuff here, and I appreciate your understanding. We will now move into that executive session for, I think I said, 10 minutes. This is pricing of property versus RCW 42.30.110, subsection 1, subsection C, again, for approximately 10 minutes. And as noted before, we will be adjourned at the end of that executive session without having to take action. Again, there will be no action to follow the executive session. So I'm going to ask the council members to go ahead and disconnect from this call and reconnect to the next call in about 2 minutes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we know how we're connected?